have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as the Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars. Mr. Bojangles.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The conundrum, over 60% of both men and women said they found somebody attractive until this happened, and Janice wants to crack at it.
Hey, hi.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, we love that. Thank you so much.
That's great. What do you think? What is what's the thing that is going to be? What are we looking for here?
Light a cigarette.
Light a cigarette. That's a good one.
I'm sorry, Janice. And now I feel bad.
That's okay.
Let's go have a smoke.
Thank you. Yeah, got time during Fox to do that? No, thank you.
With some people, that is a
call again, Janice. Well, that's great. You broke the ice. We don't bite. You'll love us. You'll get used to us after a while. Dave.
Yes, how about pick their nose?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's not it, but that could be it. You could see that where there could be a turnoff. You got to know somebody for a while before you can do that. Robert.
Speak.
Oh, yeah, when you hear a certain squeaky voice or something.
Yeah. That's a good guess. Yeah, it's good guess.
But it's not it.
Not it. Thank you for the call.
These are all good guesses.
Who's next?
And now a star is born. On December 10th, 1985, the world welcomed little baby Raven Simone.
Wow, she's crying a lot.
Oh, that's so Raven.
Raven Simone, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats have narrowed their articles of impeachment against President Trump down to 2 to be announced this morning.
Those articles will focus on obstruction and abuse of power. Meanwhile, Doug Collins, the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, is accusing Democrats of racing to jam impeachment through on a, quote, clock and a calendar ahead of the 2020 presidential election.
Fox's Sean Langel, President Trump on Twitter, calls Democrats' move to impeach him sheer political madness. Finland's new prime minister chosen today, Sanna Marin, is now the youngest world leader.
The 34-year-old heading up a coalition government of 5 different parties. All 5 leaders are women, 4 are under the age of 35. The incoming prime minister playing down the symbolism, saying her focus is on political issues. Finland was the first country in the world to vote women into parliament back in 1907. Marin is its 3rd female prime minister.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the most offensive time of the year. You'd best get ready. If you don't say Merry Christmas, you're kicked out of here. It's the most offensive time of the year.
I was looking for this song yesterday afternoon. We were talking about, I guess, an Opelika. They had their parade. You know, we did Millbrook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't see a flatbed truck full of drag queens dressed in Santa teddies, did
what?
We? Yeah, Opelika had that.
Is that right?
And Tommy Tuberville put it on Facebook saying, I can't believe this is happening in my own backyard.
That's different.
That's a different kind of Christmas. Let me grab this call from Suzanne real quick. Hi there.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got an answer for the conundrum. Meet their friends and family.
Okay, 60% of men and women say they found somebody attractive until they meet their friends and family. Could that possibly be the winning answer?
That's a good answer.
It's a great answer.
It's not what we're looking for, though.
Yeah, sometimes that can...
Yeah, sure.
That can be a deal breaker, especially early on.
Obnoxious family?
Because you think, well, I'm interested, but what if I marry this woman and I have to deal with these people? Could be a deal breaker. Good guess, Suzanne. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Sure. Jeremy.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What do you think?
I think when they eat.
That was guessed.
It's been guessed already. You got another one?
Oh, man. Snoring.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
It's
jeez.
Something that happens before you get to the snoring. So there's your hint.
All right.
Yeah, that's a big hint. So before you get to the snoring, get to know a person snoring, this is something that happens early on, perhaps.
Yeah, but and the person is attractive until
You're attracted to this person until...
this moment.
Yes.
272-9228.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
That robust line of showers, which represents the cold front itself, with heavy downpours, is now about 35 miles away from the river region. So if you are here in the river region, it won't be long. This will be before mid-morning kind of deal here in the next hour and a half, as the line of showers moves through, which represents the cold front. So we're at 71 right now. That may be our high for the day. We're not going to get much warmer, and certainly will decline after that. After the front goes through, you know, temperatures fall off into the 50s by this afternoon, and the overnight low temperature tonight 41. And by the way, even after that first line of showers, the risk of showers continues on and off later on this afternoon and tonight, and maybe even to early tomorrow morning before the second cold front shuts off the rain and we turn quite a bit cooler. Tomorrow's high only in the 50s. That's a far cry from the 70s, and then down to about 39 tomorrow night, and then another batch of rain in here Thursday night into Friday. Right now this morning, south winds at 6 miles per hour. It feels spring-like at this hour with 71 degrees at 8:08.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'll get back to your calls in just a second. My sleigh is filled. Well, actually... it's not filled, but there's one thing in it already that I put in there because I want to make sure it gets down to South Florida. Earlier this year, Janelle wanted to turn her wedding jewelry into something that would make her smile. And I said, check out BrianJewelry.com and take a look there. And she found several things that she absolutely loves, including it's like a rope necklace. It's very... I'm choosing my words carefully here. It's a narrow band of silver with some stones and I think some turquoise, and it's real pretty. We got that. She loves it. She wears it every day. But what Lynn Bryan told me is there are earrings that match that are just gorgeous. That's what's in a beautifully gift wrapped box. That will be going down to Florida in a couple of weeks for Christmas. And I'm really excited, and I thank Liz. This is what they do at Brian Jewelry. They can make things happen. And if you can't find exactly what you want in their extensive selection, you can have them make it. I mean, they can modify a piece or they can create it from scratch, because professional jewelers do that, and they've been doing it for 6.5 decades. That's an amazing track record from when Prattville was a tiny town to now the flourishing metropolis that it is, and worth the drive from anywhere. So stop by and see Lynn and the team at Brian Jewelry, 7070 East Main and Bradford, or visit BrianJewelry.com. Running the gauntlet here, starting with Jenny. What is this thing? 60% of men and women say they found somebody attractive until what happened? What was that thing?
Until they took their clothes off.
Oh.
Sorry, it's probably a little before that, maybe a lot. Depending on whether you're with...
Darn, I had another guest, but I changed it.
Call us back.
Call us right back. Okay. Call us right back. Mr. D.
Hey, good morning from South Florida person up here in Prattville.
Oh.
I'm going to guess going to their house for the first time.
Oh. Yeah.
Not it.
You look like a pig.
It could happen after that. Yeah, that's true. Why do you think we spend hours in sweating and toiling to get our houses clean? Thanks, D. Let's try Don.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm going to tell you, there are so many to choose from.
Right.
But the one that really just gives me the most is when they pick up that phone and start texting.
Okay. All right.
That's a good one.
All right.
Yeah. You don't want, if you're not a frequent texter and you run into somebody who is, that could be a deal breaker, no doubt. Thank you. Robert.
Well, I love the seafood bistro, so I had to try at least one more time.
There you go.
How about yawning without covering their mouth?
You're getting closer
to the
location.
That was good, and then the one about teeth was good. And it happens long before clothes come off, and it's not that. So we're getting closer. We're getting warmer, but that's not it.
You're listening to Sex Education with Rich Thomas.
Learned everything I know at Opelika Parade. That's where I learned everything.
Sex.
Hi, guys. I'm going to say burp.
Burp. Actually, that's a, I like that.
Is that a turn on to you?
Yeah, and now I need to smoke a cigarette. That's not it, but thanks.
That's not it, man. Thanks.
Jenny.
Hi.
Yeah.
What you think? What is it? What are we looking for?
My other guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they see their teeth and they didn't brush.
Oh, they didn't brush. Okay, we can rule out teeth and brushing, both of those. But,
but we're getting closer.
But I think we're in the neighborhood.
We are.
We really are.
I'll bet Herman gets this one. Herman.
I'm going to guess their first kiss.
Herman says the first kiss is the deal breaker, and he is correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't see the point in continuing if the first kiss is not.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, Herman, way to go. You can now have seafood bistro breath to kiss your wife with. Hang on. It's 8:13. We got some catching up to do.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. As we get into the 8 o'clock hour, we have a big backup on I-85 southbound into Montgomery. A disabled vehicle at the Eastern Boulevard had things backed up there. And Taylor Road, we have a backup there onto Taylor Road from I-85 southbound. We have an accident on Taylor Road at Halcyon Summit, which is right across from the AUM entrance, that's causing a little bit of a backup, folks trying to get that direction on Taylor Road. Use caution there. I-65 southbound out of Prattville, we're still showing a little bit of a slowdown at 143 before the Northern Boulevard. The merge downtown is looking good. We've got high volume of traffic on the Boulevard, Troy Highway, Atlanta Highway into downtown, 231, Highway 31 out of Prattville, all showing very busy conditions right now. Please use caution wherever you are. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Wetumpka fire officials say one person is dead after a weekend house fire. This happened Sunday night on Shadowwood Place. Fire crews say there were no working smoke alarms in the house. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Tuskegee police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday night. Police say two men were shot in the 900 block of Della Sullen Street. Both victims were taken to the hospital, where one of them later died. The other has life-threatening injuries. Police have not made any arrests. And Montgomery Fire Rescue responded to a hazmat situation at the Kinpak facility on Gunner Park Drive yesterday. 11 people were treated on scene. 3 of them went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. they have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, look, it's Menthol Meredith.
Well, 'tis the season to get a misdemeanor at the company Christmas party. Yep, got another one last night. Attempted arson. How in the world was I to know that Jägermeister was that flammable? It's not as if I meant to catch that Christmas tree on fire, but it was butt ugly, so it kinda deserved it. Now, I don't know who thought company Christmas parties were a good idea in the first place. Every year it's the same thing. First 2 hours, I'm just trying to find something appropriate to say to the big boss, and last 2 hours, I'm just trying to find my top. Heck, the Christmas party even got me fired from my old job. Yep, when the DJ played Nelly's Hot in Here, I started just kind of like reenacting the video, you know. So take off all your clothes. And it was hot as all get out in there. So then I held my lighter up to the fire sprinklers to set them off, and boy, we was dancing and getting drenched. Next thing I know, the fire department shows up and gives me a fine. Heck, they should have been the ones paying me for jumpstarting what was otherwise a total yawn fest. Anyway, Merry Christmas, y'all, and try not to commit arson at the company party.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
So much of it today is stupid. Can you put Andy Griffith on that TV monitor, please?
Yeah.
Channel 46. I'm not watching that. What are they impeaching him for? Taking an extra gumball? You got two instead of one for a penny? Ugh. Workers conducting renovations at a New Jersey college made a discovery inside a wall.
Oh.
A lot of these stories, like somebody found an original action comic that was worth six figures.
Right.
That was inside a wall.
Then there were some paintings that they were found.
Paintings, money.
Money, yeah. Money's more common.
Workers found a message in a bottle from the structure's original builders in 1907. Montclair State University said the workers doing renovations at the school's college hall found the 112-year-old message concealed inside a wall. Quote, this is to certify that this wall was built by two bricklayers from Newark by the names of William Hanley and James Lennon, members of number 3 BMIU. One of the workers conducting renovations said the bottle and message were discovered when he hit an unusual void in the wall and heard the sound of glass breaking.
Hmm.
It would have been a better story if they had found, like, Al Capone's.
Right.
Yeah. See what's in the wall? Yeah, that's why Geraldo missed it. It was here. You dirty rats. Yeah. In other stupid news, did you know that Bruce Springsteen's never had a number one hit?
No, I did not know that. That's a revelation.
He only had...
Number two.
He wrote a number one hit.
Yes, Blinded by the Light.
Yes, yeah.
But he never had that as a hit himself.
And mm-hmm. Dancing in the Dark only made it to number two.
I'll be darned.
Have you ever heard of a white elephant gift exchange?
No.
How about you, Simba?
No, what is that about?
Oh.
Sorry, if you play an elephant song, I want to hear Tusk.
Yeah.
What is it about?
They're also known as Yankee swaps. It's where you get a gift that you don't use and you go to a swap and people swap things they didn't want to keep.
Oh, I see.
And they recommend if you're going to have a white elephant gift exchange, 11 people is the ideal number to invite.
Would that be considered re-gifting, right?
Kind of, in a sense, yeah.
You know, why do we hang on to something that we know we're not going to use? Maybe because of a sentimental attachment to the person that gave it.
That could be it.
You don't want to find out or have them find out somehow, some way that you don't have it anymore. How about take the hint Christmas gifts like perfumes, cookbooks, or a gym membership? The Peloton ad is bringing a lot of this conversation where the guy gives his significant other an exercise bike and she obsessively trains on it for a year. And there's talk about whether it's cool to give a gift like that. A new study says about 1 in 5 people say they are planning to give a passive-aggressive take-the-hint gift this year. In addition to deodorants or perfumes, now, sometimes the perfume is not because you smell bad. I like this scent would be great on you kind of thing. You remember when you'd walk into a department store and you'd be assaulted by women with spray bottles?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Florida, that was absolutely the case. No thanks. I already stink. From the last girl. Self-help books, exercise equipment, cleaning supplies.
That's a hint.
An alarm clock, a toothbrush. A toothbrush?
Somebody would really do that.
Gym memberships, breath mints, and even razors as passive aggressive.
Here's some breath mints for you.
Take the hint Christmas gifts.
Wow.
And if you haven't started any of your Christmas shopping, well, you're not alone. 1 in 4 people say they haven't done a thing yet.
We'll be 2 weeks away from Christmas Eve now.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up. It's a thin herd today. We'll do our best. Jones Brothers is the company that has over 7 decades, almost 8 decades of experience here in the River Region, repairing roofs, replacing roofs, and offering a variety of other very good services for home improvement, including replacement windows and doors. We've had them out to our house 3 times. When leaks developed during a thunderstorm, water got in under a shingle. And most of the time, when you see that hideous stain in a ceiling in your house, that's really all it is. Just that one little crack as your house is always settling. The water gets in, they trace it to the origin and seal it. And then they have a painter who is the Renoir of covering those ghastly stains and making it look new so you don't have to repaint the whole house. They do great work. Their paint matching, by the way, when they install a door, they've done that twice for the Boodles, is second to none. They're really, really good. And if you have a roofing issue, these are the people you want to do the job. They guarantee your satisfaction, and on their website, jbroof.com, they show a couple of examples of happy customers that they redid just to make sure there was no complaint in the process. 800-264-8009 or visit jbroof.com. 824.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic I-65 looking good now north and southbound into downtown Montgomery. We have a problem on I-85 southbound. A stalled vehicle at the Eastern Boulevard exit ramp. 1 lane traffic there. It's got traffic backed up. They're trying to get that out of the way. Hopefully they've got it out of the way and you're moving a little bit better. If you're still stuck there, that's the problem. Accident still working on Taylor Road in front of Halcyon Summit, right across from the entrance to AUM that has a little bit of a backup on Taylor Road. We've also got 2 new accidents now. Vaughn Road at Cottingham. That's going to be right near Vaughn Road Elementary, and Virginia Loop at Troy Highway. We have an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles in those places. Overall, Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, around the town, we're not too bad right now. We've just got these accidents going on and these slowdowns. Use caution and drive carefully. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-3333. The College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I have 3 weeks to find a date for New Year's Eve. 3 weeks. Just long enough to settle for the IT guy. I mean, our date wasn't bad, it just wasn't New Year's material. But it could be. Let me picture myself a little more drunk. Yeah, I see it. We're dancing. He's whispering in my ear. Wow, that's actually a little sexy. What's that you're saying, computer man? Ooh, you fixed someone's hard drive today? And you added more RAM to your laptop? Hot. Wait, let me get another glass of champagne. Tell me again about that FireWire thingy and how you created the code for our company website. That would actually be the most exciting conversation I've had with a man in a long time. He's not bad looking. Maybe some new clothes, a little hair paste. What's his extension? I've got 3 weeks to make him my boyfriend.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Couple of startling numbers here.
What is it?
A number that's a digit, but allows you to count to a certain level, but that's not important. I don't know. What is the definition of a number now that...
Of a number?
In case he sets me up like that again.
Okay.
A number, what is it? Well...
Number definition. An arithmetical yeah. value.
Yeah,
it's so
yeah.
arithmetical. It smells great.
It's an arithmetical value.
Expressed by a word, a symbol, or a figure, see, representing a particular quantity, and using counting and making calculations for showing order in a series of identification. Yeah,
see? I got your digit right here.
Yeah, just yeah.
It was the best I could do on a moment's notice.
All right.
Some statistics.
Stats, see? We call them stats.
Yeah. Not that it's a problem here, but snow shoveling sends 11,500 people to the hospital every year and kills over 100.
Oh, that, I believe.
I'm going to relate that more to the fact that people, while shoveling, slip and fall.
And not only that, heart attacks from shoveling heavy snow. Sure.
Let's see what the story says from the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Yeah.
That's a trustworthy government agency, isn't it?
No.
The main reason people go to the ER, soft tissue injuries, cuts, fractures, and heart issues.
Yep.
Those heart issues are the ones that are most likely to be fatal. The combination of tough physical activity and cold weather raises the risk of a heart attack. I mean... you can understand that. So
snow shovels...
I play it safe year-round, regardless of the seasons. I keep my physical activity to a minimum.
That's the way to do it.
It's kind of interesting how stores are tailored to the climate. For instance, you can go into a Walmart and buy a snow shovel, you know, anywhere up north, but I bet you can't buy a... You probably can't buy a snow shovel.
We have a Walmart moment coming up again at 8:40.
And then sleds, too. Kids' sled.
Also, and this is hard to comprehend. Mm-hmm. Another study said you'll spend 43 days of your whole life dealing with hard-to-open packaging.
God, I hate it.
That seems kind of high to me.
It's frustrating, though. I just bought them.
I wonder how many people end up in the hospital cutting themselves with something trying to pry it open.
The printer I just bought...
Yeah?
That was the most laborious
unpacking and getting it ready and taking tape off of this and taking tape off of that.
Do you have one of those new dot matrix printers?
One of those new dot matrix printers.
I'm up on all the latest high-tech stuff.
Yeah, Gramps.
How about a word? We just gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Why don't you, Jay, whet the appetite of all who, if they haven't been to the Seafood Bistro, need to check it out.
Let me do that for you and tell you about the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, right over here by the radio station. They open up at 11 o'clock in the morning every day, today and every day. And they will be open up today at 11. You can call them at 279-7500. Do you want to get a jump on that order, though? You can go online right now to theseafoodbistro.com. Go there. You will see the food. I mean, I can tell you about this, but the pictures that they have on that website, that will put you over. It really will. It'll make that decision that much harder, depending on what you want. It's so delicious at the Seafood Bistro. You can get some of their appetizers, like the corn nuggets, the crab claws. They got fried cheese curds, maybe not on the menu just yet, but you can ask for them, and they'll make them for you. Fried green tomatoes as well, if you want to do that. The fish tacos, fantastic. The rice that comes with those fish tacos, and only with those fish tacos, is amazing. So check it out, theseafoodbistro.com. You can get it delivered to your door with one of the delivery apps on your phone. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Thank you, Jay. We have rain closing in. We'll get with Rich in a second. First,
traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking a lot better now. We're past 8:30, and we got that disabled vehicle off of the on-ramp to the Eastern Boulevard. I-85 southbound into Montgomery is moving a lot better now all the way downtown. The merge is looking good. I-65 looking good. The boulevard not quite as heavy as it was. We still have two accidents, however, working. One on Vaughn Road at Cottingham. That's near Vaughn Road Elementary. Watch out just in case they are still there. And Virginia Loop at the Troy Highway. We had an accident there. They should be in the cleanup stages, both of those two. But use caution if you're in that area. Drive carefully throughout the day. And, of course, we will be here to keep you updated if you need the traffic info. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
So our temperature has been rising early this morning, and we may be at our high for the day right now at 71 because we have that line of showers that I've been tracking for you for the last few hours approaching, getting closer, and that represents the cold front itself. So that'll put a skid on the temperature rise, and we'll start to decline and by afternoon be in the 50s. So here comes that line of showers. I don't see any thunder and lightning. I mean, I don't see any lightning associated with it. So it's just a vigorous downpour, I think, and it's becoming less robust as it gets closer. But otherwise, look for the risk of showers to continue this afternoon and tonight. It becomes windy today as the temperature falls into the 50s by this afternoon, down to 41 by tonight, and then a risk of a shower early in the day tomorrow. Otherwise, kind of a chilly day compared to the last couple. We're up to about 55 tomorrow, down to 39 Wednesday night, and more rain comes in from the Gulf Thursday night into Friday. So as we await that line of showers now here in the river region, south winds at 6 miles per hour. It's very balmy this morning with 71 degrees at 8:34.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Take it easy on the roads. Hopefully you don't have an accident this morning. I'm still grumbling about when I got my current vehicle and it was so pristine, and then I'm sitting at the stoplight and then
boom, somebody hits me in the back while I'm waiting for the light to change. Having an accident is obviously no fun, but it doesn't have to be an accident. It could be an oops moment, like, I didn't know that concrete pipe was so close to me, or a dent, or a ding. Go to Montgomery Paint and Body, because Donnie Turner and Brandon Turner and the entire crew out there will take care of you. They go above and beyond the call of duty. They're very meticulous. They don't cut corners, and that's why they work so well with not only the customer, but the insurance company as well. So give them a call at 27 Rec with a W, or you can go by and see them off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. They've been in business for over 35 years, and you don't last in that kind of business, in the paint and body business, if you are doing things wrong or unscrupulous. They take care of the damage you're not only that you can see, but the damage you can't see, and they never cut corners. Montgomery Paint and Body, the people that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
Local news at 8:36. Morning Maroons coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police have opened a homicide investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday night. Police say two men were shot in the 900 block of Della Sullen Street. Both victims were taken to the hospital, where one of them later died. The other has life-threatening injuries. Police have not made any arrests. Wetumpka fire officials say one person is dead after a weekend house fire. This happened Sunday night on Shadowwood Place. Fire crews say there were no working smoke alarms in the house. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And Montgomery Fire Rescue responded to a hazmat situation at the Kinpak facility on Gunner Park Drive yesterday. 11 people were treated on scene. Three of them went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Don't worry about it, man. You always get a visit from something Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody getting something. Everybody getting something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Was a girl named Sheila. Had a man with a van. They were supposed to go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering. Tried to take her diamond earrings. Said that she was profiteering. Soon he would be disappearing. She got mad. Slashed his tires, pulled up on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. And I ain't talking about no toys. I give cash. White envelopes filled with 20s, sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. For the man, works super long hours, does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got
Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something. Oh, you sweating Santa being mad at you? What you thought y'all was friends? He sees you when you're sleeping. That's weird. I'm gonna tell you something about it. You hit somebody with that sling. Don't like to talk about it. Mrs. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation, so we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, "That's a no-no." But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody getting something.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Could there be anything, really, for those who have watched the show, anything more electrifying? Last night was the night that Vanna White...
Yeah.
Debuted as temporary host of Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
Here is this historic, electrifying audio.
We are going to move on to our next puzzle, which is food and drink. Oh, all right. Well, Rochelle, you're going to start that round, but I'm going to give the wheel a final spin. That wheel is heavy. Oh, no. My first spin. Look at that. Oh, whoa, no, I'm looking at the wrong arrow. How do you do this show?
Well, she's been watching for how many years? 30 years? 30 years?
Well, I don't know what she's been watching. She's been sitting at the board flipping, well...
Mostly getting looked at.
Yeah, because now you don't even have to flip the letters. And it used to be a physical thing, but now it's not.
For
yeah.
guys who had the Vanna White fantasy, in fact, somebody did a parody of the Box Tops song called Vanna, Turn Me a Letter... You know, they did the whole song, but okay. It was for Vanna. Turn me love it. It was clever. I wish I could find anybody listening. Rusty, maybe you know where that thing is. You find everything else. I went to the. It was a big deal. It was a whole weekend. First Disneyland. They charted every radio idiot with a morning show in every market. Went out to Disneyland and did a broadcast. Then they flew us back to Orlando for the grand opening of the MGM at Epcot, or whatever it is. Vanna, they had a big party at the Swan Hotel, you know, the big swans.
Right.
And it was packed with people, and I get kind of pushed back into somebody, and I turned around because I wanted to say, I'm sorry, and it was her.
Yeah, how
it was Vanna.
Was she nice?
She was kind of on the defense. There couldn't have been anything about me that night that said, "Hi, I'm your local pervert. I'm here to try and find a date with you."
Same.
Yeah. Man, I just want to see you with your letters off. Yeah. No, it was...
your letters off.
But it was as close as you can get to someone without being intimate because the party was so crowded.
I understand.
I hate that. In that glimpse, in that instant where we were face-to-face, nose-to-nose, literally, she was so thin. It was like looking at an upholstered skeleton. You could not only see her shoulder blades and ribs and everything else, you could see the cartilage. I'm telling you, way, way, way too thin. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And a lot of models fit that description, too, because they feel like it's... pressure. They've got to be, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
But not a nice or anything like that. I think it was just too many people in the room. But that's how I met Vanna White. And
that's your Vanna White story.
I hope you found that to be
fascinating.
Good. Mr. Electric, for all your electric needs, 245-1566, 245-1566, certified master electricians who come to your house at the time that's convenient for you, specifically convenient for you, who assess the work you need done, whether it's repair or an installation, wiring, whatever you need done, and they give you an upfront price, and that is what you'll pay. And at the end, everything is cleaned up, and all you have is the great result you called for to begin with. You don't have to think about who to call, who's got the reputation. Check them out. Mr. Electric. We've used them several times at our house, and they do phenomenal work. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic looking a lot better now. We're past 8:30, and we got that disabled vehicle off of the on-ramp to the Eastern Boulevard. I-85 southbound into Montgomery is moving a lot better now all the way downtown. The merge is looking good. I-65 looking good. The boulevard not quite as heavy as it was. We still have two accidents, however, working. One on Vaughn Road at Cottingham. That's near Vaughn Road Elementary. Watch out just in case they are still there. And Virginia Loop at the Troy Highway. We had an accident there. They should be in the cleanup stages, both of those two. But use caution if you're in that area. Drive carefully throughout the day. And, of course, we will be here to keep you updated if you need the traffic info. Festival Plaza. The center of shopping in East Montgomery has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theaters at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, it's Christmas time at Marguerite's, and we have our $99 special diamond necklace. Four styles, white, yellow, and rose gold for your absolutely terrific and just for $99. But if you want something else, come in. We still have time to custom make for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We make it with the highest quality, and we make it the most affordable. We offer layaway, and we also offer a financing program. So whatever you want to do at Marguerite's, come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open every day till Christmas. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We'll knock it out of the box for you. Thank you.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
At 8:48, we welcome William B. to the phone. Hello, sir.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Hey, good. What's up?
Hey, I heard you talking about that song, Take Your Messenger. It's called Vanna Pick Me a Letter.
What's the name of it?
Vanna Pick Me a Letter.
I know the name of it. Yes. Who did it?
I don't know. I just sent you a link to it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's great. Then I'll have it for this afternoon. Yes, there it is. I will. I appreciate you doing that, man. There it is. Vanna picked me a letter. Thank you, William B. Say hi to Faith. This won't play well. I couldn't possibly get that lucky. If, it's going around and around and around.
I know. I hate that.
When you doing its thing, waiting to see what's happening.
Thinking about it.
Maybe it'll do. Probably won't because it's taking forever.
All right, let me close that.
Close things out. Now there's a transformer. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, this sounds like.
Get me a ticket for an aeroplane. Got to get on the Wheel of Fortune game. I just got to win. Spin the wheel again. Oh, Vanna, pick me a letter.
Wow, look how long ago this
bank. I don't care how much money I got to spend.
They used some old footage when they made that video.
Jack again.
That's
still I buy your vowel.
Oh, that is old.
Oh, Vanna, pick me a letter. Hey, man, what do you mean there's no effing phone? Vanna, pick me a letter. No one does it.
Well, here's the good news for you, Jay. I'm sending you this link so we can have it to play tomorrow.
Ugh.
you don't want that on the show?
Well, I don't have to.
I know. Like, but that's the you asked for that when you became boss.
I did.
It just sounded like a good thing to say. Since you're grousing at 8:50, former Secretary of State, who should be getting indicted, John Kennedy.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I love it.
Yeah, here's your morning room nominees. We brought this story to you earlier, and it's on my Facebook page, and we'll take a quick look to see what people have to say about this.
The Walmart story?
Yeah, the people that are dedicated to the destruction.
The sweater? Did you see the sweater, Joey? The Walmart sweater?
They've apologized for a sweater featuring Santa with lines of cocaine.
Let it snow.
Can we not have, that wasn't obvious? It's their part of their big seasonal promotion.
At Walmart, we realize that a lot of our customers do drugs. A lot of drugs. So to celebrate the season, we're happy to introduce our High on the Holidays collection. Narcotics-inspired sweaters and t-shirts perfect for that pothead or junkie on your list. You've already seen our cocaine-themed Let It Snow sweater. So how about a gingerbread man with the words, Let's Get Baked, or graphic tees with phrases like, All I Marijuana for Christmas is You, or Have a Methy Christmas. It's the High on the Holidays collection, where you can have a white Christmas.
High on
the Holidays. Exclusively at Walmart.
Nominee number two, in Arizona, where the fire department in Tucson got a call Friday when people heard somebody yelling for help inside a vacant. This reminds me of the episode of Reno 911 where they pull that kid's father out of the chimney piece by piece.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so, but it's funny the way they do it. A guy in his 30s tried to get into the house. He wasn't playing Santa Claus. He figured it's the season for giving, so give me your stuff. Firefighters rescued him. Police arrested him for trespassing. You're not going to believe this, but drugs were involved.
Oh, no.
And as this insanity plays out on national TV... Oh, I got a better one here. Empire. What is it with the people on the show Empire? They can't stay out of trouble. Empire actress Amanda Detmer arrested for DUI and leaving the scene of an accident. I guess the Juicy Smollett card didn't work. Have you seen that by Chappelle?
Mm-mm.
That is funny. If you can get that link. Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Is his lawsuit still going on with the city of Chicago?
I don't think he's got a lawsuit. I think the big game is whether they're going to charge him or not.
Yeah,
they fired their...
Well, the police chief was found drunk at a stop sign.
Yeah.
That city is screwed. I'm telling you right now, if it isn't L.A. or California, the state, Chicago will be filing bankruptcy because they cannot afford to continue what they're doing, paying six-figure pensions to everybody that lifted a sewer lid over the last 100 years. It's crazy. They're just... And then, you know what they're going to do? They're going to go to Trump and say, bail us out.
Right.
No. Yeah. Bail yourself out. That's what the courts told me when I went bankrupt. So who's the dumbest of the dumb? Walmart for
It's got to be Walmart in this case. How do you approve that? How do you let that go?
We can't name the individual that had the final say. Yeah, that's a good idea, but...
What an imbecile. What an ultra-marine.
More than likely, I would guess that somebody probably thought, hey, that's a funny joke. Let's put that one through. Nobody ever catches these things anyway.
Right.
Yeah. And then they caught this one. They're like, oh, crap.
And then it goes viral.
Right?
Yeah. Dang. A little damn. I mean, let's face it, a lot of people do their Christmas shopping here.
This was in Canada, though?
If you're shopping for me at Walmart, please visit the cigarette section. Menthol Light.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Place to take your cash and find some cool stuff in the preferred community. Kind of off on Highway 31 there on the west side. Looks they're not really down in a hole. Just a little bit of a
depression.
That sounds so awful.
That sounds bad though.
Let's give them it's because it's a happy place. It's like the Drucker store.
They're probably in a valley.
Yeah, that's it. They're in a road valley. That's valley. A good one.
Yes, sir. We got.
How you doing, Randy?
Oh, we're doing good. Okay, that'd be fine, Bill. That'd be fine. If it's a depression, at least it's a tropical depression.
Oh, I can't hear.
That at least makes it sound a little better. Tropical.
It could be a valley, but it also could be a recession, not a depression, right? Just
I don't know what we want, a recession
anyway,
or a depression.
Sorry. Go ahead.
It's off in a...
I got you.
But a place to find some very unique Christmas, including stocking stuffers for your pets. Get the best treats there.
We got treats. I'm the only one in the county that's got true natural duck treats. You know, duck has a lot of fat.
I didn't know that.
Duck fat.
Speaking of ducks, I will be needing some bird seed. Bought that big bag from you back in the summer, and it's almost out. So next time I'm up there,
you know, we sell all types of bird seed, parrot food. We have parrot food. That's odd, but we keep it in stock all the time. We don't shy away from keeping the odd thing. You know that. And it's, I don't know if it's kind of ironic, but our Christmas decoration out front is a manure shredder.
Is it what?
A manure shredder?
Yeah, maybe kind of.
For the person that has everything.
We use that as the base for all our holiday decorations, but actually, it's an old International Harvester manure shredder. And I just thought it kind of complemented the place.
Well, you know, I saw the seeds that, as Oliver Wendell Douglas said, grow out of the rich brown earth and reach for the sky, but the tools to help nurture them, to weed, to get rid of things you don't want. There's all kinds of great ideas in there. And anybody that wants to stop by Preble Farm Center and bring me the gallon of mane and tail shampoo, I'd very much appreciate it.
More than welcome to. We have that. And, you know, a lot of businesses typically are in my type of business. Now, not all, but my type of business, a lot of them are really thinning out on inventory for the end of the year. I don't do that. I get all my new inventory in typically in December, January. So we're starting that now. We've got a lot of new things in.
We gave a giant hint on your location a few minutes ago. let's give the specific addy and your hours.
That's about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's on Ohio.